All right, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. You know, the governor of Michigan has faced a lot of backlash over lockdown plans this year. There have been protests. There have been wars of words. But this yesterday really came to a head when it was announced that 13 members of a militia group had been arrested for a really intricate plan that would have involved kidnapping and likely killing Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Joining us right now, former FBI Special Agent, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett, to talk a little bit more about this. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Paul.
This is troubling stuff, isn't it? It likely goes deeper than just the 13 that have been arrested.
I'm sure that's the case. And as you alluded to, you know, the level of detail, of practice, of you know, they were going to ranges to do defensive tactics and firearms. They got blueprints to her summer home. They did surveillance there, figured out how they would attack her, how they would, you know, take her away and try her for treason. A very, you know, sort of detailed, intricate plan. And fortunately, the FBI got onto them fairly early in 2020. And were able to get both a human source, who I think probably was part of the militia, and then an undercover agent, I believe, if I'm reading it correctly, was supposedly the explosives expert, because they wanted to make Molotov cocktails and IEDs. You can see where this could go, could be really catastrophic.
Absolutely. How does the FBI infiltrate a group like this? Because if not for that, they may very well have carried out this plot. How in the world does that happen?
So they got on to at least a portion of this group early in 2020 via, I think, social network postings, because law enforcement, Paul, as you well know, just like everyone else, they monitor websites. They monitor certain activities by certain individuals. So they picked up on something at that point. They also got contacted by a law enforcement agency, a local law enforcement agency, stating that there were members of this militia that were attempting to get local addresses, home addresses of local police officers. And so he told the FBI, or they told the FBI about that. So this now piqued the FBI's interest. So they start looking at this group. To your point, they ended up, one of these militia folks actually came to the FBI and said that he was very concerned about what they were talking about doing, and at some point decided to cooperate with them. So he wore a body wire to meetings where a lot of this plot was talked about. Eventually, this undercover agent gets introduced, maybe through this source, maybe through somebody else, and then he becomes part of the group. I don't think at every meeting, but intermittently, as their explosives expert or providing some sort of technical support.
This Wolverine Watchmen group is not likely the only group out there with similar thoughts and plans. What happens if these groups begin to link up? That's got to be a concern, isn't it?
Well, of course. And there's, if I read this indictment correctly, it looked like to me there was some linking going on in this case. I mean, the original militia group believed they didn't have enough people. They went out and recruited more people. You know, I don't know what that means exactly, but to give you one indication quickly, Paul, when the group gathered in Charlottesville in August of 2017, a former Proud Boys guy organized a lot of that rally, and he pulled together the Klan, a lot of right-wing militia groups, etc. So I'm using that as an example of the idea of pulling people together from sort of like-minded groups is I think, fairly common.
You know, you look back at the Oklahoma City bombing, for example, and that was pre-internet, really. That was pre-social media. There are so many ways for these groups now to communicate. I guess we just have to hope that the FBI continues to monitor and stay in on it like they did in this case.
Well, but also keep in mind, there's only so many people. There's only so many people in law enforcement. And I think the big concern is, and you mentioned this earlier, is what's going on in other states, or maybe even in other parts of Michigan, of people wanting to do things like this because they believe they don't like the way society's going, and they want to use violence to get it to where they want it to be.
This problem's not going away, is it?
Well, no, and it's been around, you know, forever. I mean, I could take you back before the Civil War, and yeah. The big concern were the number of immigrants coming into the country and also the number of, surprisingly, Catholics coming into the country. And there was a group of settlers here that were sort of unhinged by both of those. And there were groups that they were, you know, versions of these militias that wanted to do something about that. So, yes, it's been here a long time, and it's not going away.
Well, the climate is red hot right now, obviously, just days away from a presidential election, a very contentious election at that. Maybe things cool down a little bit next year. Maybe these groups go back into hiding. But in the meantime, we all need to be vigilant, right?
There's no question about it. And don't expect them to go back in hiding. I believe even if President Trump gets defeated, it may be embolden them to, because you know they like him, to you know take up the cause even harder. We'll have to see.
Scary stuff. Brad, appreciate your insight always. Thanks for your time this morning.
Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.